right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. It's always good to hear from you. And man, we're really moving closer and closer to what is going to be a critically important election.
Yes, and we have primaries leading into it, August 9th. And we have, my goodness, I don't know if it's Armageddon or all, but this is a very important election. And as usual, Wisconsin plays, you know, an outsized role, punches way above our weight class at the battleground state. And we have two critical elections at the national level. The U.S. Senate race to defeat Ron Johnson could shift the power in the Senate. We don't have a governing majority, thanks to Senators Manchin and Sinema, but could. Things are going well in other states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Georgia. And then in addition to that, our governor's race is critical nationally as well, because if we lose this governor's race, Wisconsin could simply name electors for someone like Donald Trump in 2024. That's how bad unified Republican role could be, this insurrectionist era of the Republican Party.
You know, Dr. Craig, I know you're not familiar with it yet, but I'm going to be broadcasting 8 to 11 p.m. from the Mandela campaign offices on election night.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, good. And we've endorsed Mandela, so former board member of ours and member in good standing. So that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, you know, I was this past Saturday with Mandela Barnes and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and United States Senator, Elizabeth Warren. And and in the face of all of these things, Mandela has now picked up an endorsement from Tom Nelson.
Yeah,
and I think that's a big thing. I think that's a really, really big deal. Knowing Tom Nelson, the way I've gotten to know him since he first got involved in the race, there's not a brighter or better man. And if it can't be Tom Nelson as this United States Senator, man, Mandela Barnes is right there.
And I've known Nelson since his first run for state assembly, Citizen Action of Wisconsin, our organization played critical to his initial victory in a Republican district. He was a very Republican district. He is one of the best campaigners and hardest working campaigners I've ever met. And people were trying to convince me to talk him talk him into pulling out. And I was just like, Tom, as long as he thinks he has a path, he ain't pulling out. There's no argument I can make about there being two progressive candidates. And I was great that he made the call himself, that really he wasn't going to win and he was only taking votes away from Mandela. Clearly, he wanted the U.S. Saturn, had a reason for it, but he's a young man and there'll be other races. And I think he is his reputation in this race as a Bernie Sanders progressive. But I do think, I haven't talked to Tom. Tom had to call me last night, so I think I will call. Yeah, I'd talk to Tom soon. But I assume that Bernie Sanders endorsing Mandela Barnes was kind of like last straw, right? How the action when Bernie Sanders has endorsed Mandela. And he made the right call about less than a week later.
It's Senator Elizabeth Warren, Jim Clyburn. Mandela Barnes has really drawn some national support from the National Democratic Party, and that gives him some serious cachet. And anybody running against him, Lazary's a, you know, a good guy. He spent his $15 million of his own money. But your money alone is not going to get it done, Dr. Craig. I mean, we talk about this all the time. If you took the $15 million away and all of the commercials, we would not even know who Lazary was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Earl, on Alex. I've been favorably impressed. He's, you know, for a guy who grew up in wealth, he's quite a decent guy, and he's minded in many ways. I think, and we do have a culture now within the whole Democratic Party big tent where people may be against the current system, but they still lean into it. Shouldn't have a system where you have to be born into wealth or have somehow got it in order to be able to run for U.S. Alex has not done enough in Wisconsin to have been a U.S. Senate candidate to take on a Mandela Barnes or even a Sarah Godley who race or Tom Nelson with that money, and that is unfair. But I think even beyond that, because he wants to do good things, right? And we can't say that we're writing off everyone who happens to be rich who wants to do good things. I think it would harm us in the general election because the contrast between stories is better with Mandela, a guy from a middle-class union family in the north side of Milwaukee, just an average family. You know his dad, you know his mom.
Right.
And then he taking on this rich guy who is doing the bidding of rich people because Ron Johnson rigged the Trump tax cuts, said he was going to be against it to make it even better for his top billionaire funders. And the two of the biggest billionaires in Wisconsin, Diane Hendricks and Richard Eline, who are also behind Act 10 and Scott Walker, they wanted this. Ron Johnson got it for them. They invested $2 million in his reelection in 2016. They got $8 million back in special tax favors in the Trump tax cut. So they had a 4-to-1 return on their investment. Any Wall Street investor would get that. And that is our current system. It's incredibly corrupt. And Mandela is a much better narrative against that. Alex is going to have to lean into the fact he's also a very wealthy man, and his dad is a Democratic donor, but he runs a major hedge fund that's done plenty of things that one could critique. I mean, because that's what hedge funds do. Even if he's a progressive-minded hedge fund leader, right? That is his father, Lazary, who is the co-owner of the Bucks. So I think Alex would not be a disaster, but it's not as good a contrast. And I think Mandela's right. We need more folks. The Fed is a millionaire's club. We need more average people. Tammy Baldwin's an average person as well. It'd be great if Wisconsin had two U.S. senators that actually came from the Wisconsin working class and middle class and were just average people who were elevated to U.S. Senate as opposed to being able to buy the seat.
You know, Dr. Craig, the more I, you know, look at Mandela, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, in his ascension to... you know, even being in the running to become a United States senator, it's still kind of a fairy tale. Knowing, especially you seeing him when he first got involved as an organizer and all of those things. And what we do know is that he is a young man who is prepared for this time. And at 35 years of age, man, can you imagine in the years to come the impact that he's going to have for the average person for a long time to come?
He's in it for the right reason. I can tell you a story about Mandela. You know, Mandela, I first came to attention because he just appeared out of events in Milwaukee, and he would just come up like a conversation. So he got himself on my radar screen. He was just looking for his first job in order thing. And when he applied for a position at First National Wisconsin, which he was finalist for and didn't get very early in his career. And, you know, you had one of the more regrettable things you have to do, you're an employer, if you run a nonprofit, you're an employer, is call really good people you like and tell them they need a job. In other words, it was a matter of you, there was another really good candidate. It was a close call. That was the case. And it was the best rejection call I've ever had, because Mandela said, oh, there's no need to apologize whatsoever. We are going to be very good friends. We're going to work together for years. And we had a very good conversation. So he was over it immediately and thinking about. And then I was a reference for him on the job he did soon land thereafter. And then after that, the state of lieutenant governor and so on. And so he's about doing this work, changing our country. It's not him. A lot of people endorse them as a candidate, or you don't hire them, or you disagree with them on something. They kind of write you off in a personal way. And that's not Mandela at all. He is trying to do the work, and he knows we were times Mandela thought we hired him, that we disagree on something, but we need to continue to be aligned and work together. He ended up not only a member, but on our board of directors, and a very good board member.
You know, Dr. Craig, the early elections are here, and I would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking about where we are with the early voting and the fact that, you know, things have changed somewhat, but early voting is still there. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And you, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.